Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guests are the two designers who designed the ceramic tiles of Italy's common area at Coverings. I'm with Eva Perez de Vega and Ian Gordon. How you guys doing?
Hi, very well, thanks.
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you.
So listen, I'm glad you could spend a few minutes with me. I think it's very interesting what you've done here. Just as a background, every year Ceramic Tiles of Italy has a common area where they offer food and wine, very European style of trade show. And this booth this year is very striking. I want to talk to you about your design in a minute. But this year they did it a little differently. Last year they had, for several years, they've had a guy, Michael Johnson, who is with Frank Lloyd Wright. He's a professor. He's been doing this space. But this year they had a contest. And so let's talk a little bit about that, if you would. Tell me how you found out about the contest.
So we found it on our Architizer website, which is an architectural website that we consult. And it was there and it sounded exciting. There was the word Italian and ceramic together. So for us, that was already a very exciting combination. And we decided to go for it. And we were lucky enough to win the first prize.
All right, so how did they evaluate the people who were entering? Did you have to fill out an application, or did you have to sketch something, or how did you win?
Well, there was a preliminary concept, so we gave kind of the initial vision for the project, both in terms of how we addressed all the program elements that were specified in the competition brief, which had to do also with budget, as well as logistics of how to assemble and disassemble this project in such a short time frame for these kind of exhibition events. So the logistics of putting together, you know, these forms played a large part in how we conceptualized the project, as well as the requirement or the desire for there to be multiple configurations for these forms. So in fact, these mounds are mirrored versions. They're actually, you know, the same geometry. So in our idea, we can mix and match these into a number of different configurations based on any kind of combination of different sites that we might find, because we really hope to use this in subsequent years. So there's kind of a reuse factor in our thinking.
Since this is audio, I have to describe it a little bit. This is probably, I don't know, I'm guessing 80 by 120 feet or so in size, and it's very striking. It's like you have these common area with staircases coming off to both sides. On one side, the staircase opens up and becomes a kitchen. And on the other side, it's a background and a visual. You've used all kinds of different colors. You probably describe it better than I can.
Sure. Well, the concept is based on the idea of the Italian piazza, so the Italian plaza. So we started, of course, with the 50 by 60 feet rectangle that was given to us. And the concept, if you can imagine, just pulling the two opposite extremes of the rectangle up, so you get these kind of lifted corners. Those lifted corners become what we're calling mounds. They're kind of like little mounds that sort of lift up and therefore generate space underneath to have, as you were mentioning, the kitchen and all the catering on one side, and on the other side there's coffee and information. So what you see when you arrive in the most exposed area of the tramway is a very open space, very inviting space. Color of the flooring, in fact, kind of mimics the fluidity, hopefully, of the way people move. There's two different types of green on the floor, and then it's white, and then very gradually the mounds become red. So, of course, we're working with the Italian colors. So, and our hope, of course, is, as your listeners can't see this, but we're sitting on the steps of the piazza. So our hope, in fact, was that people used the piazza as it's used in Rome and in Italy in general, so sitting on the steps as a gathering space. And yeah, so it seems to be working as we envisioned it.
Yeah. All right, let's talk a little bit about your background, if you would. Both of you guys are in New York, you're partners. How long have you been working together as partners?
Since, I guess, 2007.
Yeah, 2007 was really the formalization of our kind of collaboration. And we really created it so that we could pursue our interests in design across a multiple scales, kind of under one kind of umbrella identity. So we investigate kind of interiors, architectural interiors, product design, interactions with also performance artists in terms of kind of art and artistic feedback between space and form. So those always kind of infiltrate a lot of our thinking. Even with this piazza design, our hope was that the public is able to engage directly with the project. So, you know, not just kind of standing on it or looking at it, but really being able to climb the steps, touch it, kind of engage within it, in a very direct way, in a fluid manner.
So almost a kinetic interaction by touching it, right?
Yes. That's right. Yeah, so there's not kind of such a discrete separation between user and space. They really kind of engage in the kind of dialogue, a little bit of a feedback.
All right, one other thing I want to point out, you know, we talked at the beginning about Michael Johnson being a teacher at Frank Lloyd Wright, and both of you are teachers also, right?
Yes,
that's right.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We both teach at Parsons School of Design in New York, where we're based, and Ian also teaches at City Tech, and I've been teaching for a long time, since 2004.
I more recently started teaching. I've been a visiting critic for a number of studios, so which is a nice opportunity to kind of remain engaged in kind of the up-and-coming kind of academic discourse. So this really helps feed into our design thinking. With this project as well, we were able to use some of the digital tools that we've been kind of exploring. So this was a good way for us to put those to a practical use, to learn how, you know, the ramifications of what our thinking is in built reality.
Mm-hmm. It's been interesting, actually, because I have communicated and shown to my students some of the work in progress drawings and fabrication techniques used for this project, so it's kind of been an interesting feedback with our teaching and our profession, so we're very interested in that.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations on winning the contest in a gorgeous space here. As I said earlier, it's very colorful. Again, we've been talking to two partners at EI Studio, Eva Perez de Vega and Ian Gordon, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.